All right, let's try that again.
Okay.
Well, hello, Linnell.
Hello, Rob. Hello, Rob. Take 500. I'm Linnell, and he's my brother from another mother.
I'm Rob, and she's my sister from the same mister.
Well, hello, Linnell.
Hello, Rob.
Here we are on a nice, dreary day, but it's fun because for the first time, and I don't know how long, we're actually recording this episode face-to-face.
Yeah.
Shoulder-to-shoulder.
Shoulder-to-shoulder. Yeah. It does give it a different vibe, doesn't it?
It does.
We can still see each other on Zoom, but...
It's not the same thing. I mean... You're easily distracted, so when we're on Zoom, you're on your phone, like, the whole time anyway. At least I can smack your hand.
I was looking up facts. That's what I've been doing with my phone, especially on the Beyonce stuff. I was looking up some facts. So, hello. Did you bring a donut?
Yeah, I brought donuts,
and
I brought this for you.
Here you go. Y'all can review the donuts.
Oh, this is so cute.
Y'all can review the donuts.
We could review the donuts.
Robbie just walked in, and Sarah just walked in.
Hello, Sarah.
Hello, everyone. I'm Linnell's daughter. I'm pretty much the coolest thing to happen since 1994. And I'm going to go eat my lunch now.
Well, she's not lying about that part. She's great. So they.
She's a real peach.
Hold a minute.
So
what's that? God. So
let me take a piece of this while you explain it.
The donuts. Oh my God.
If you don't mind me.
No, I want everybody to eat them. These donuts are from Apperson Cafe, and that blogger, I don't know what you call him, influencer, mm-hmm. Hello Roanoke, went there first time last week, had a sandwich, had their donuts, next day sold out.
This is like a cake.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not talking about, for the listeners, I'm not talking about a cakey donut like Dunkin' Donuts, mm-mm. which have always been cakey. This is literally like a slice of cake, but it's a donut, and it's got the right glaze on it.
God.
That glaze is perfect.
Oh, and with my beer, it's even better.
Man,
it's pretty good.
You should try dunking it in the brandy.
So I got the girls to go there today. They only do the donuts on Friday and Saturday. And they open at 11 both days. Mm-hmm. And there's been a line. It was a line today. Now they've limited people to 5 donuts per person. I mean, they're pretty good sized donut.
That is a huge donut.
So if you're in the Salem, Virginia area, Apperson Cafe.
And tell them Rob and Linnell sent you.
Yes, please. They're delicious. Okay.
And you're right, it is good to chase it with a beer.
Oh, yes. Anything sweet. That's my favorite. Chocolate cake and beer.
You should dunk them in your brandy.
Oh, that would be good. Might make the brandy be better.
It couldn't make it any worse.
It was a cheap brandy. And Sarah brought me a Cher Funko. Love it.
A Cher Funko.
Yeah. Cute.
It is.
Do you believe in love? I don't know. I can't do a Cher. Better stop
that
it right there.
Is that is very obvious.
I stopped it right there. I was
Look
like, oh, I can't go.
Look at the boobs they got on her.
I know.
No nipples, though.
No. But yeah, she's always picking me up one of those Funkos.
Well,
cute.
You've got all the Friends Funkos, I imagine.
I do not. I just told her today. I do not have Gunther. I do not have Joey. I do not have Rachel. Shocking.
Well, I mean, Joey and the Gunther I can almost understand because even though he was a recurring character on there and fairly important, for me it would be easy to overlook that.
Yeah.
But Joey and Rachel, I am shocked. Shocked, I say, that
I
you do not have.
I don't have anything Joey. I have Rachel and Phoebe and Monica in like the ornament size Funkos. They're kind of minis. But I don't have them in a, like I do Ross and Chandler and Cher and Brett Michaels. And
has
Cindy
Robbie
Lauper.
Needed to build you a shelf?
Not
to,
yet.
To display them on?
I'm wanting to do a she shed.
Is it getting anywhere
it'll be
near
the cafe?
Is it getting
Central
anywhere
Park.
Near the level of obsessiveness of Enos's Grogu collection.
Oh, God, no.
Nothing near
I've got like
the Grogu
six.
collection
no.
in there.
No. And if it does, shoot me.
I think Robbie will take care of that.
He probably will, yeah. If I can get the She Shed all set up, like themed into all the friend stuff, that wouldn't be bad.
Yeah, you
and I might
like
put a studio in there, too. On it. It's on the other property.
So we...
Last episode.
which I haven't done anything with, but... So this is technically episode 5, and we started episode 5 last week or the week before, where we were reviewing Beyoncé's country music song, Texas Hold'em.
Yeah.
And then we also talked a little bit about the other song, what was that?
16 Carriages.
Mm-hmm. That will be combined with this episode
yeah.
to try to make something more like a whole episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've had some technical difficulties. Primarily, I have had some technical difficulties with using Zoom because I'm too cheap to pay for the Zoom that
right.
will let us do longer than 40-minute meetings. But
well, so, once we're making money, we'll do all that.
Yes, yeah, we'll let
and
the
we got a big following
for it. Yes, we'll,
just follow
we'll
us,
let
people.
Our listeners pay for it. We have enough from that I'll be able to mix it in here. I'll just say now there's probably going to be a distinct sound difference because
mm-hmm.
we did that over Zoom and
yeah.
this is live using my Mac going
right.
through a microphone and going through GarageBand. So there will be a distinctly different sound to it. It's not going to merge seamlessly. So listeners, that's why you heard that weird little clunk just before we started on this part because
right.
the
splicing.
The Beyoncé episode was just before this.
Mm-hmm.
Probably. It might go at the end of this, but it'll probably be before this.
Okay.
So you brought, what is this TikTok thing that you were talking about?
Oh, I said we got to jump on board with this Risa Tisa.
Risa Tisa.
That's her name on TikTok. And for 50 part episodes, she talked about who the fuck did I marry because this guy wasn't who he said he was. Now, granted, she could have done it in a lot less steps and left a lot less out. Like, I went 1 through 25, and at 25, and it got interesting. I was like, you could have started right here and recapped everything before. At least cut it in half.
When you told me about it and I started looking, it's like 50 episodes, which average around 10 minutes each. And I'm like, that's over 7 hours.
I finished it in a day and a half of waking hours, of work hours. I finished it.
Work hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was hard for me to dedicate, even at work, when, you know.
Yeah.
And in case any of my coworkers are listening to this, it's all made up. It's not true. But even at work, when I have plenty of time to be listening to non-work related stuff on my computer, I couldn't dedicate,
right.
you know, putting into in any time into listening to it. And then by the time I got home from work, there's other things I want to do. So
right.
I never listened to any of it, but I did read basically a synopsis of it.
Yeah.
And you were saying, now I don't know about up to episode 25, but you were saying that there were a lot of red flags. What were the red flags for
yeah.
you that stood out?
Lord. Well, first of all, it seemed like it took forever for her to say, like, well, where do you work? Or to even show up at his work. I think feel like somewhere in a relationship, everybody has been at their partner's work location at some point
yeah,
or
I mean,
another.
Or at least know where it is.
Know
and
where
talk
it,
about it.
Yeah, yeah.
And so he was telling her all kinds of stuff about, like,
like he was getting a promotion to be a VP of a condiment company when he was really just a forklift.
Just
nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with being a
but
forklift
you don't
driver.
Want to lie about your career.
You don't. Nobody's the vice president of forklifts.
Right.
Unless you're working for a forklift making company.
No, he was the vice president of the condiment company.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah.
But he was a forklift driver.
Yes.
Which there's nothing wrong with being a forklift driver.
No,
you
we
just
need
don't
them.
Tell people you're a vice president of something when you drive the forklift.
Right.
Own that forklift driver.
Own it, dude. Own it.
Just do it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it was just, you know, like the first date seemed pretty good, right? Because she had a flat tire on the way of the date. And, you know, he met her at the garage and he paid to have her tire fixed. I mean, that's like chivalry. That's like, wow. That's just, yeah, that just, doesn't happen.
Turns out it was just seed money.
Yeah, that was just like, let me set this up to look like I'm a good guy.
This is going to hurt my finances, but I can't tell her.
Because women will get distracted of those thoughts and not think of the other stuff that's not true. Being a woman, I'm just saying, right, that's how right. we...
Oh, he spent money on
yeah,
it.
So, oh, he couldn't be lying about his job.
If he spent $50 to fix my tire.
Plus dinner.
He ain't no broke ass. Narrator, he was indeed a broke ass.
Yes.
And didn't he tell her about, like, a lot of siblings? Did he told her that he had a lot of siblings, or... told her he had no siblings, but turns out he had a lot of siblings.
No, we told her he had like all these sisters and brothers, and come to find out he's even a twin, but he has no contact with his siblings because they all know he's a liar. Like, they're like, he's been a liar since he was a kid, you know.
So
like,
he really did have a bunch of siblings.
He did have some brothers, but didn't have any sisters.
Okay, so that's pathological liar right there. When you lie about something that there's absolutely no reason to lie about. I can see... patting your resume and saying, I'm the vice president of this place.
Right.
And maybe he said it like, I'm the VP of this place. And yeah. VP in his mind was initials for doing something with forklift driving. So when you lie about the number of siblings you have, and you say you have sisters or brothers when you don't have one, there is just no reason to lie about that.
Right. Go out there and find them like we did. Don't make them up. They're out there, people. They are out there.
You can do both. Make them up.
If you need extra siblings, you know, look around the corner. They're out there. I mean, look at us, how close we lived to each other in high school and didn't even off the same street.
That's just weird to me because you were in the same apartments that I was going to every day to hang out with my friends and stuff that were living over there. When you face those two apartment buildings, you know, there's two buildings. Were you on the right side or the left side?
The left.
The one on the left.
Off the road.
And which floor were you on?
Second floor.
Second floor.
Oh, no. The first, the one on the right. I'm sorry.
The building on the right. You're on the second floor.
Closer to the road and on the second floor.
And see, that's... the second floor, that's where Aubrey, he was living in those apartments with my friend Doug from Lynchburg, who you never met. He died in 2008. And it was funny because Aubrey and one of the roommates had the same last name. I won't go into the last names, but they had the same last name. Not related at all, but they had the same last name. Well, they started dating sisters who, of course, the sisters have the same last name.
Right.
But their last name was the same as their last name. So it was, the two sisters obviously were related, but they had the same last name as Aubrey and the other roommate.
Yeah.
It was weird. Yeah. I'm like, well, that's real handy. You don't really even have to get married. People just make the assumption.
That you are.
Well, anyway, so they were up on the second floor. Now, maybe not the whole time, because I know they kind of switched apartments around a couple of times. But they were on the second floor, and, I mean, we partied a lot up there.
And you had to have been walking that sidewalk from your house to the apartments a lot, or a bike or a car, whatever at the time.
No, I was probably walking more often than not, because it was, you know.
I walked that street a lot to go to the park.
And I spent time at the park, so, I mean, I know we saw each other at certain points, but, I mean, you were just a little squirt of a girl at that time, because you would have been probably 14.
Yeah, and I was dating Sarah's dad.
And I would have been 19, and unlike Sarah's dad, I wouldn't have felt comfortable dating at 19, dating a 14-year-old girl. Some people are fine with that. I wouldn't have felt
clearly comfortable. Clearly, we were. Or he was. Or my mom was.
My mom probably didn't really care. Didn't you tell me once that your dad cried?
Oh, yeah. he got over it.
Poor fella. Well, I mean, eventually he died. So
eventually, yeah.
That's one way to get over it, I guess.
Well, he was in the wedding and gave me a wedding and all that.
Well, you know, there's a lot of that part of, you know, your
past. Oh, you probably don't know.
I didn't know. I don't really know the timing of when he died. Of course, I know when your mom died.
Right.
But I don't really know the timing of when he died. So I guess I wasn't really aware that he was involved in the wedding. But he was still around when you got married. So.
Yeah. Because we got married in 89. I graduated in 88. And he didn't pass on until the late 90s. Early 2000s.
Okay.
Because Sarah was in elementary school.
Yeah, it's just weird how close we were. I mean, you knew that you had family out there. I had no idea I had a half-sister just bebopping along out there somewhere.
Yeah. I know, it is weird that I knew all that. I mean, at an early age, even if I didn't know at the time, like, well, what do I want to do with this information? Right. Or how can I do anything with this information? I always knew.
Yeah, and at that time, I rarely went by Rob.
Right.
I had my nickname, Trey. That was that was what everybody knew. So even had we met, and I was like, hey, I'm Trey.
You would have
had no... Mm-mm. Even if I said my last name, it wouldn't have clicked. I don't know.
No, because I didn't know any names.
You didn't know
I only
any names
knew
at all.
Our dad's radio name.
Right.
So I didn't even know his real name.
That is odd.
For a good while. Until I met my real mother. And of course, she knew his name.
You would think. I mean,
maybe not necessarily.
A necessity or anything. On the birth certificate, father, Bo Wiley.
That's what I said. That's what I'm saying now.
I said what I said.
Yeah, exactly. This is my name.
There's some more of the history of Linnell and Rob.
So
she's dating this guy.
Yeah.
So apparently she didn't even do any investigation with this after they got married.
Yes. Because
that seems kind of backwards to me.
Right? It does. And I almost feel like sometimes women just don't want to find out either.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, okay, I haven't seen him on a wanted list anywhere for anything, so let's not rock the boat.
This sounds too good to be true, so let's lock it down before
Yeah.
So how long were they dating before they got married?
And this is weird, that whole story she told in 50 episodes, it was only like a year and a half to 2 years at the most that all of this transpired from the first date to marriage to divorce, all in less than 2 years.
I mean, Enos and I got married a year to the day after we met.
Yeah.
And a lot of people think that's, that's pretty quick. But, I mean, 30-some years later.
Yeah.
That is definitely unusual and not what I would recommend for other people.
Yeah.
I would never say, date and get married exactly a year after the day you met. That's a good plan. For most people, that's probably not going to work out. And this story seems to bear that.
Yeah. Yeah, and he was he was a smooth talker, which a lot of guys are smooth talkers. And women could be too. Whatever. But, it's just, I think you get caught up in it. And I'm just speaking from experience. And you get, tunnel vision, or you get blinders on, and then you don't want, then you see some things, and then you're like, oh, God, I don't want to have to find out this.
I'm just going to ignore that. It's probably a one-off.
Yeah.
Maybe I misunderstood.
Yeah. Then you start, second-guessing yourself.
And you are an overthinker anyway.
Oh, God,
so you'll get that, I don't want to deal with this. But then at 2 o'clock in the morning, you're like, Now wait a minute. If we've got A over here, and let's draw a line over here to B, and then C comes down here, I know how you are. You're going to obsess about it, and you'll find connections where there are none, and she was finding no connections. Where there were plenty.
Yeah. You've been like, girl, go back. Four episodes you just said.
You're the kind of person, if you don't find flags, you'll go buy them.
Oh, hell yeah. I'm like, where is the red flag store?
I will find the red flag.
Yeah.
She had people waving red flags at her like 24/7.
Uh-huh.
And she was like, not having it.
Yeah. Well, I've even text you and been like, this is what is, do you, would you consider that a red flag? And you'll be like, no.
No.
And I'm like, I think it could be. It's not.
Could
we at least throw a yellow flag up?
If you want to put a yellow flag up, you can, but put it off to the side. Don't put it on the field of play.
Off on the sidelines. Yeah. Oh, I've always got my guard up for a red flag.
When you and Robbie first started dating, all I heard about was, that was a test. Oh, God, another test.
Yes. Well, I had to have, you know.
There weren't any obvious red flags, so you went digging for
them. Oh, I was digging. I was like, this could be a red flag. Yes. Stay away from me. That didn't work out.
No.
It turns out he has really, I'm almost going to say zero red flags compared to past.
Other. Yes.
I almost want to say zero.
Especially compared to others.
Maybe he's got more corks. Yeah. He just don't do things my way, which he will eventually. But, he'll learn. It'll make it easier on him. He does.
I think he's pretty much resigned to this is never going to be easy.
No.
It'll be worth it, but it's never going to be easy.
Anything I want to do, he just always replies in text, okay, darling. And I really thought and that is a red flag, I think, for him. Because now I'm like, I think he's just being condescending to what I'm saying. Because it doesn't matter. He knows he's going to have to do it regardless.
He's just bridging the inevitable. Yeah. And just saying, you know what? I want to say no, but I know where it's going to lead to.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to be upset.
Yeah. Why put yourself through any of that? And me, because then, you know. Because
then you got to go all nuclear.
Exactly. Because you've told me no. He is the first man that does tell me no. The words literally come out of his mouth as no. And I'm like, Robbie, I mean,
that's not the script.
You
Look,
cannot say
here's
no.
the script.
Yes, our Bible has been written. And there is no where does it say
Don't
you tell
deviate.
Me. Stay on track. It'll be easier. You'll live longer.
With fewer bruises. And
yeah. He's like, well, maybe you need to be told no. And I'm like, no, I don't.
I can't imagine any circumstance where I need to hear no.
Right. he'll figure it out.
He'll figure it out. He's a bright young lad.
Oh, he is. He should be looking for red flags.
Well, he's missed them all.
I think
because you bought up all the ones that he should have seen so that you could throw those red flags that don't exist.
I'm the keeper of them. I'm like, oh, you want a red flag? It's going to cost
but
you.
But it's yours.
But it's yours. If you take it, it's yours.
Me, red flags? No.
No. None whatsoever. He does it right to my face. I'm like, I cannot believe you were saying no. Now go do it anyway.
You can say no.
Yeah.
As long as you're still doing it.
Or he tells me.
Don't tell me no. Say no in your head all you want.
Well, he started this thing of waiting on me hand and foot. And I would be like, oh, I'm ready. Are you ready for another drink? Yes, I would. Well, now he doesn't ask that. So I'm like, Robbie, my drink is empty. Uh-huh. I'm like, well, I need a refill. Okay, just let me see this episode. Or let me see the end of this, whatever we're watching. I'm like, are you kidding me? I'm sitting here waiting for you to make my gin and tonic.
I am
thirsty. I'm dangling the glass with empty ice.
I'm going to dry up and blow away here. Ding, ding, ding.
I'm like, you created that monster.
Yeah, we guys do that to ourselves in the beginning of the relationship when we're wanting to be all, let me do that for you. Let me get that. Here, I'll do that. Oh, I wouldn't dream of going out with my friends right now. I'd much rather stay with you.
Exactly.
And then later on, well, I'm going to go hang out with a guy. I guess I'm not going to go hang out with you guys.
She's already given that look and shaking her head. No, I don't think so.
Confusion. Like, where did this come from?
Yeah. What friends? You don't have friends? You have my friends.
My glass is almost empty, and you haven't stood up yet to wait so that you can get it immediately?
Immediately. Because now the buzz is wearing off. I gotta and start over. And I'm getting upset.
All your fault. For those of you listening who don't know, I had carpal tunnel surgery back in, January, right near the end of January, I guess. And
it's hard to believe it was January because when you were out of surgery, we met for lunch. You had on shorts that day. It was so...
Oh, my gosh. That is so weird.
Yeah.
In the 6 weeks, because Wednesday was the was 6 weeks from when I had the surgery. In that 6 weeks, we've had probably as many nice days as we've had traditional, typical February and January weather days. I mean, we've had 50s and 60s, even a couple of days that were at least broaching 70s.
Yeah. So, I loved it.
I used to be, after February, you know, winter's over. And anymore, I'm like, after December 25th,
exactly.
When Christmas is over, screw it. Let's set that clock for spring.
Right.
Let's get the nice weather. I don't want an abundance of rain. If it's going to rain overnight, not during the day. Or if it's got to rain during the day, do it during the weekday when I'm working anyway and I can't enjoy being outside anyway.
Yep.
No weekend rain.
No
more snow or ice.
Oh, no.
Unless it's going to get me off from work, and then I'm like, okay, but start melting immediately.
Yes.
You know,
I need a day off with the snow, and then I need to go away after that. Or I like when they dismiss you early from work, and you got to kind of drive in that snow, and it's that quietness. And
oh, yeah.
The snow's just coming down.
All you're hearing is the cars crashing.
Cars, yeah.
Because
I love
they're
that.
Sliding up.
And you won't be like,
the
you dumbass. Screams
of people on fire running.
And I'm just like,
I could drive in this
shit.
I forgot all about talking about this. Old Crazy Bob. I'm just picking up something.
God,
new.
Crazy Bob.
Old Crazy Bob. So this was a few weeks ago. Enos and I had to leave, and it was about 10 o'clock on Saturday morning. So typical for us, you know, we're leaving. As we're going out, Crazy Bob, and I guess it's his wife. Who knows? It might be his sister.
Right. You never know here.
So anyway, they're sitting out on the porch. Now, they're in their 70s. Bob is easily in his 70s. And I would guess the female that he hangs out with, whoever she might be to him, is probably late 60s, early 70s, something like that. So they're sitting out on their porch, and we waved to them, and they waved and all of that. About 15 minutes later, I'm driving along, and we get notifications from our Ring cameras. We have several Ring cameras in the doorbell, and we're getting notifications from it. Well, I'm driving, so I'm not paying too much attention to it, but Enos is getting those too. She looks on her phone, and she goes, "What's Bob doing?" I'm like, I don't know. What is Bob doing? He's walking through our yard. He's going by the carport. He's in the backyard. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Oh, Bob,
what? And, you know, she's kind of giving me an accounting of what she's seeing. He's just standing there. He's looking around. He took a few steps over. So when we get to where we're going, I pull up my phone and I look through the footage. And I'm like, well, that's exactly what he did. He walked through the yard, through the front yard, which I don't really have a problem with people in the front yard. You know, whatever.
Right.
Beside the carport, off to the side of the carport. I think he knows that we had the doorbell ring, you know, the Ring doorbell. And so he was kind of off to the side, hoping that would be out of...
Not knowing.
Yeah, he didn't know that we have three other cameras sitting up there just keeping an eye on his oily ass. And so he walks, he goes to the backyard, he kind of standing in between where the deck is and where the shed is. He's kind of standing there, and he's looking over at the pool and just kind of looking around, and then turns around and goes back home. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Nosy motherfucker.
What the hell is he doing? So... I was out later that day. You know, when we got home, I didn't see him out there.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to go knock on his door and make a big scene out of it.
But,
so I'm outside.
If the opportunity rises.
And it did. So I'm outside, and Bob was sitting out on his porch again. He was walking his dog, so he was actually at the end of his driveway.
Yeah.
And I was checking the mail, and I went, you know, and I was walking toward him. And I said, "Hey, Bob." And he said, "Hey." I said, "What were you doing there? Yard earlier this morning?"
Oh.
"I wasn't," he said. And I'm like,
oh, he's a liar too.
It's like, own this shit and maybe we can have a conversation. But he's like, "I wasn't." And I'm like, "Yeah, you were." 10:25.
He doesn't realize that we all have cameras.
And he's like, I was just looking around. I'm like, don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
Well, okay. You know, kind of like that. Well, okay, but...
Yeah,
you know,
this is what
made?
I do. Not anymore, Bob.
It's in my contract. I haven't actually, like, seen him out there since then. I mean,
yeah.
I don't hate Crazy Bob.
Right.
I don't want anybody walking around in my yard
right.
for no other reason than to snoop on my shit.
Yeah.
I don't care. Like, our neighbor Chris has come over into our backyard to, he mowed a patch of grass that I didn't get to.
Mm-hmm.
This was a couple of summers ago, like mostly done, but I had a large patch that I couldn't finish and I got a migraine.
Mm.
And I got that first flash of a migraine coming. I shut down at that. If I'm at home and I can, I shut down, I come in, I take my over-the-counter meds, and I get in the dark. I don't fuck around with that shit because I do not like migraines. But anyway, for whatever reason, I had a patch of grass that I hadn't been able to finish, and now several days later, it's getting higher and higher, and I haven't been able to get to it with my little push mower because it's been wet or something like that. Well, he went back there with his riding mower.
Yeah.
This is Chris, not Crazy Bob, but he went back there with his riding mower and mowed the grass for me. And I'm like, cool.
Yeah.
I don't consider that trespassing or nosing around.
Right.
He was just doing a neighborly thing. And that was before we had the ground all dug up for the pool.
But right.
He was just doing a neighborly thing. He's been back there collecting leaves. And I thanked him for it one time. And he said, well, I figure since most of them come from my tree, you know, so, you know, I don't have a problem with that. When we got the ground dug out to put the above ground pool in to get it leveled up, we had a big mound of dirt with some huge ass rocks in it. And the other neighbor come over one day and was saying, you know, do you have a problem if I get some of those rocks? And I'm like, no, get all of them that you want.
Yeah.
I will... Anytime you want to go over there and get those rocks, you get them. Didn't have a problem with that because that's not snooping. That's, you know, he's got permission. He asked for permission. But Bob just comes over. I mean, and it's like the timing is really suspicious. 15 minutes after we leave, he's over
there.
Yes,
that was
there.
On purpose.
Like, if you wanted to see back there,
you should have said,
ask
you.
Hey,
yeah.
You know, would you mind if I took a look at your backyard?
Right.
Kind of weird, but I got.
I'm here.
Minutes.
Right.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. But no, just to sneak over there and then to lie about it when I call him out.
That
part of it is just like, motherfucker, no.
No.
No. that's not.
So that was him probably being, let me try to be old and cute. And I'm like, we don't cut slack for old and cute. So neither one worked for you.
He ain't cute. And I know Sarah and them don't like him.
Oh, no. Well, he was bringing his dog over there, walking him in her yard.
Yeah.
You know, and was like, well, we do this all the time. And Sarah's like, you don't now that I live here, motherfucker. I mean, I don't care whose pawpaw you are.
We have people walking their dogs, you know, up and down the street all the time. I've got no problem. I really don't have any problem if the dog makes a stop and drops a load. No problem with that. Just clean it up.
Exactly.
I've told people if I've seen them walking their dogs and having to clean up, I've told them, when you're walking your dog and you have to fill up your bag, you can come up here and put it in the trash can.
Yeah.
That's not a problem for me. It doesn't bother me. I know some people get really pissed off about that.
Yeah.
No problem for me. And, you know, most of the time they don't because they just carry it with them. But I'm like, I know when I've had to carry, when we had dogs that I had to carry, I was like, I don't want to carry this shit.
I know. You don't want to literally carry this shit. Yeah.
So I just tell people, you know, if you want to, hey, come up in the driveway and the trash can is right there. Just put it in the trash can if you want. So I don't have any problem with that. I wouldn't have a problem with if his dog. But Bob's not the kind of person who's going to clean it up.
No.
I bet that motherfucker hasn't carried a plastic bag with him in his
ever.
Life.
Ever. Yeah. No. He's not a plastic bag.
So that
bag
would piss
man.
Me off. If somebody let their dog shit in my yard and then didn't clean it up.
Yeah.
That would piss me off. I'd be like, look, I don't have a problem with the first part of that. It's the second half that's got
do
me
do your
all,
part.
Yeah.
Your dog did his part. You do your part.
All right. Well, I guess that's it for this episode.
We're signing off.
As we speak.
That's all we have for you this time.
We want to hear your stories, especially those of you who have siblings you've discovered later in life, like us.
send email to linnellandrob@gmail.com. That email address will appear in the podcast episode's description, and we'll read all your emails over the air.
We'll read all emails, and then all of a sudden we'll get like 200,000.
We'll read a percentage of them.
Yeah, a very low percentage. Have you got any emails? I have not.
No.
Motherfucker.